Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for August 21st, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Mea culpa. When I was looking for an FIA news piece yesterday, I grabbed the wrong one. I grabbed a July 18th release of FIA releases best practices for automated trading risk controls and system safeguards, rather than the one I was looking for. FIA responds to SEBI consultation on strengthening the index derivatives market. This is me removing egg from my face. All right. The FIA release we should have included from August 19th says, FIA has submitted a response to the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, their consultation on measures to strengthen the index derivatives framework for increased investor protection and market stability. In response, FIA expressed support for the underlying intent of the measures and offered several suggestions to enhance these proposals. FIA also urged SEBI to carefully consider any potential unintended consequences of the proposed measures and emphasized the importance of fostering a balanced development of India's derivatives ecosystem. There is a non-news news in the member class action lawsuit against the CME in Circuit Court of Cook County, Illinois, Chancery Division. The court has canceled the status date previously set for August 22, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. The parties are instructed to work with the court's clerk to arrange a new status date. When the price of gold traded above $2,500 an ounce and a 400-ounce bar was worth $1 million for the first time, the CBOT's old kilo contract, 32.5 ounces, was worth over $80,000 for the first time. Here are excerpts from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. Investors are increasingly turning to hedge funds for, quote, heroic diversifiers, stocks that perform well in declining markets, according to Toby Goodworth of B Finance. Meanwhile, Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, HKEX, reported flat revenue for the first half of the year, with gains in commodities markets failing to offset declines in cash and warrants markets. In Europe, a review of commodity derivatives under the MiFID aims to enhance transparency and sustainability, as noted by CAPCO. Additionally, the World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, is advocating for a cautious approach to regulating artificial intelligence to maintain a balance between safety and innovation. The Financial Times published an article titled Netflix of Volunteering Eases Burden of Corporate Charity Work, with the subheadline, New Apps Allow Employees to Help Out on Their Own Terms, but Do Not Give Nonprofit Groups What They Need. The article discusses how new apps like On Hand are making corporate volunteering easier by allowing employees to choose volunteer opportunities, much like selecting a movie on Netflix. Despite many companies offering paid volunteer leave, only a small percentage of employees use it. Platforms like On Hand aim to boost participation by providing convenient, flexible options. However, there's a mismatch between what companies want, easy, fun activities, and what charities actually need, specialized skills. While these platforms can help increase volunteer engagement and serve as a recruitment tool, the real impact depends on aligning corporate goals with charity needs. Host and editor Raleigh Williams asks, who's taking America's water in the latest episode of Climate Town? The answer might surprise you. It's a humorous look at a serious subject. Give it a view with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: oil options show markets Middle East worries starting to ease, from Bloomberg; Citi says hedge funds are using dollars for new carry trades, from Bloomberg; and the market volatility has calmed down, or has it, from Barron's. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our IDX coverage. Breaking records and comfort zones, Rama Pillay's Kilt Challenge journey. In a lively interview at FIA's IDX in London, John Lothianu sat down with SGX Managing Director Rama Pillay to discuss his participation in the FIA's IDX Gala Kilt Challenge, a fundraising effort that is part of the charity event supporting Futures for Kids. The conversation explored Pillay's motivations, experiences, and the impressive fundraising success he achieved. You can watch this video on johnlothianews.com. And then here's another video from IDX. Navigating Regulatory Challenges, an interview with CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger. In a recent interview at FIA's IDX, John Lothianu sat down with CFTC Commissioner Summer Mersinger for the JLN Industry Leader Series. The interview covered a wide range of topics relevant to the current state and future of commodity futures trading regulation. You can watch this video on johnlothianews.com. And then here's a special message from JLN. LaSalle Street moves Scouts Forward fundraiser. On September 25th, the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America is hosting the LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward event at the Chicago Board of Trade Building. This annual tradition, dating back to 1971, brings together professionals from LaSalle Street to support scouting in our community. The highlight of the evening will be a Pinewood Derby race. You'll have the opportunity to build your own car or lease one at the event. It's a fantastic way to tap into your competitive spirit while enjoying cocktails and delicious food with colleagues and friends. Your participation will directly benefit scouting programs that help develop leadership skills and character in our youth. There are various sponsorship levels available to suit your preferences. The event will be held at Ceres with plans to move outdoors if weather permits. It's an opportunity to network, have fun, and make a difference. You can register at www.tinyurl.com/LaSalle4Scouts. Here's a story from Bloomberg, the headline. Majority of fintech partner banks report losses over compliance. Some sponsor banks are reporting losses of $1 million or more. Over 25% of FDIC action directed at sponsor banks in 2024. In the age of digital banking, and an increasing number of financial technology companies are partnering with small and mid-sized sponsor banks to provide services, but not without a cost. An estimated 75% of such sponsor banks have suffered losses of $100,000 or more as a result of compliance violations, according to identity risk management platform Alois' 2024 State of Embedded Finance report. That includes fines associated with regulatory enforcement actions against the banks, as well as direct financial losses associated with the compliance failures. My comment: you need to know the rules and play by them. Here's another story, this one from CNBC. The headline: Starbucks' new CEO will supercommute 1,000 miles from California to Seattle office instead of relocating. Newly appointed Starbucks CEO Brian Niccol won't be required to relocate to the company's headquarters in Seattle when he joins the coffee giant next month. Instead, Starbucks says Niccol can live in his home in Newport Beach, California, and commute to Starbucks head office 1,000 miles away on a corporate jet, according to the new CEO's offer letter, which was made public in an SEC filing last week. my comment. I used to super commute, but only from Wisconsin. Here's another story. This one from Crane Chicago Business. The headline, a Lincoln Park mansion was once listed at $50 million. Here's what it sold for 8 years later. A palatial home on Burling Street sold today for $15.25 million, the highest home price in the Chicago area so far in 2024, and the year's only sale over $10 million. Even so, the sale comes at a loss in the tens of millions of dollars for Richard and Michaela Perillo, who built the 25,000-square-foot mansion on 8 city lots in 2010. The Perillos first put the mansion up for sale at $50 million in December 2016, but had cut the asking price by more than half to $23.5 million by the time it went under contract to buyers in July. The sale price is just a little more than 30% of the Perillos' asking price from 8 years ago, and about 65% of their final asking price. My comment. The sellers put more than $65 million into this mansion, including the land. The buyers bought it for less than the price of the land. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, from grain to glass, Diageo sustainability chief takes holistic approach to net zero. Ewan Andrews says growing up in the Scottish borders distilled in him a love of the environment that brings to his role at the maker of Johnny Walker whiskey and Guinness beer. If you're one of the world's foremost makers of alcoholic drinks, supplies of clean, fresh water are paramount to the survival of your business. Little wonder, then, that the chief sustainability officer of Diageo, the company behind the world-famous brands including Johnny Walker Whiskey and Guinness Beer, says that most of his sleepless nights are spent worrying about water wastage. My comment. Net zero is not adding up like it used to. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top clicked item Tuesday was FIA releases best practices for automated trading risk controls and system safeguards from the FIA. Sorry about that one. Second was city traders depend on Bloomberg, but there is a new plot to smash its dominance from the Telegraph. Third was the obituary for Dennis Murray, which was our top story on Monday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, bond traders amassing historic level of risk on rate cut bet. Bond traders are taking on a record amount of risk as they bet big on a treasury market rally fueled by expectations the Federal Reserve will embark on its first interest rate cut in more than 4 years. The number of leveraged positions in treasury futures has risen to an all-time high, ahead of the central bank's annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which will commence on Thursday. At the event, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will speak and provide more insights into the central bank's monetary policy path for the rest of the year. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. The headline, Hong Kong Bourse logs first profit rise in 3 quarters. IPOs pick up. Hong Kong's bourse has booked its first profit increase in 3 quarters, marking record revenue and income for the April-June period as new listings and trading activity picked up. Net income for Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, HKEX, climbed 9% from a year earlier to 3.16 billion Hong Kong dollars. That's 405 million U.S. dollars, while revenue rose 7%. Here's one more story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, gold hits record highs as investors bet on rate cuts. U.S. and European buyers position for lower borrowing costs after sitting out much of the precious metals rally. Western investors have piled back into gold as they position for U.S. interest rate cuts this year, helping to drive prices to record highs this week. Prices reached $2,531 per troy ounce in Tuesday's trading, taking gold's gains for the year to more than a fifth, boosted by purchases by institutional investors and bullish hedge fund bets. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.